Hello, and welcome back to Avio Journey Podcast. My name is Anthony Pica, and this show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business. Sidestep all the crazy things that I just can't seem to stop stepping on. It is January 30th. And yes, I've made it in our last podcast was in December. It's been a bit, and I made it before the end of January. So I am excited to be doing a podcast today on something that I think is really going to help a lot of people with getting work and understanding how to deal with this time of the year. And I've got a lot of stuff to catch you up on about things that are going on with Avio's journey and all that stuff. So I'm super excited. Let's do it.
This is Avio's journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right. It is so good to be talking to you all. Gosh, where to begin? So much is going on. First off, I hope you're having a great new year. 2024 is gonna probably be nuts this year, so I'm looking forward to the journey and the excitement with you all on our business paths. The big thing, first, I want to talk about is that, you know, we, and I don't know how this is all going to work out, but YouTube started a podcast or they have podcasts that you can link your RSS feed through YouTube so that people can also listen to your podcasts on YouTube as well. And so I've, you know, linked now my podcast with YouTube. Nothing changes, you know, here. I think you just now that you can listen to it on YouTube as well. However, it's taking a while because, you know, we have a lot of episodes to upload. So that's something new and interesting that'll be up on YouTube, which is kind of cool. And I think what it does, it allows you to listen to them without having the video, you know, without having your screen on, which is something you have to do unless you pay for. So that'll be neat. So that's something that is new. And, you know, the other thing that we're doing that I'm really excited about too, before we get into what we're going to talk about today is, you know, a couple of years ago, I started a YouTube channel where I wanted to build our own publishing company, right? Starting with the, you know, audiobooks in the public domain or books in the public domain, turning them into audiobooks, and then growing that channel to then include new content and work, as well as creating membership with it, and also then, you know, hiring writers, working with, authors and stuff like that to create a really cool, unique hybrid of public domain work, as well as, audio dramas, plays, and new books. So I'm very excited. What happened was is that we'd started with Grimm's Fairy Tales, and then I let that fizzle out. And I got the itch again and, you know, realized that, you know what, this is actually, it's a good idea, right, to do this and to keep it going. Because as we go further along, you know, there's just this part of me that wants to control more of the work that we have. You know, I just want to control more of it, meaning I want us to own it. You know, I want us as voice actors to own our own work, as opposed to us just always being paid once. Even if we're paid residuals, you know what I mean? It's still, we don't own it. The actual art itself, the masters, if you will, as they say in the music industry. So I'm interested in that. So that's exciting about this. You know, this publishing company as we're building along with Academy Voices, which is really cool because I think, you know, we've had a lot of success in Academy Voices with audiobooks.
And that's kind of one of the things that I'm excited about moving forward. We have been publishing and I decided to publish chapter by chapter instead of publishing an entire book at one time, because I think that that helps a lot build a sense of repeat viewers or listeners, as well as more views, you know what I mean? So, and more videos and more content. So we've started, you know, I've started with Think and Grow Rich, added on there, and I've got a couple chapters up there. We just got done publishing The Art of Money Getting, The Golden Rules of Making Money by P.T. Barnum. I've got Anne of Green Gables in the mix. We've got Wizard of Oz. We've got The Book of Dragons by E. Nesbitt. We've got all sorts of stories lined up, more in the works, from Bambi to all kinds of cool stuff. You know, it's all the classics, you know, Treasure Island and Pride and Prejudice, all that jazz. We got a lot, Dracula, we got a lot of lined up. And there's so much available out there. And it's really exciting, because what we're doing is our voice actors from Avio's Journey Lead Academy are being a part of that. And as we go, you know, when we hit that mark, so we just hit over 200 subscribers, which is really exciting, as we've had over 105 subscribers in the last 28 days. So that's been really cool. And, you know, it's been more like 2 weeks, actually, a week and a half. And we, you know, we're growing. Once you get to that thousand subscriber mark, and I think it's 4,000 watch hours, then, you know, you can monetize and we can share that revenue and build a revenue stream, you know what I mean? Which I think is pretty cool. And then we can market that. I like the idea. It's kind of one of those cool things for me. So I'm going to keep you guys posted on that, and really thrilled to be pushing forward with that and the possibilities down the road. So there's that. But speaking of that and revenue, this is what I want to talk to you guys about today, and about getting work and this time of the year. So as you know, if you've been in voiceover for any bit of a stretch, you know that this time of the year is typically not very busy. Okay. Usually, the beginning of January, there's a little bit of work, and then it slows down between now and the beginning of February, but then it picks back up, but you know, it's slow. And I've talked about this in the past, but I want to talk about revenue management with you and how that applies to our voiceover business and what that means for you to get work. And I see this with a lot of voice actors, is that we have this, you know, and I don't know where it comes from. I really don't. Even though I know that there's a lot of voice actors who are very, very, you know, die on the mountain on this. But we have this idea that our pricing cannot change, right? That our pricing is not fluid. It has to be stuck in the mud, and nothing can ever be looked at in a different way. And I think that's just a dangerous, and again, these are my personal opinions, right? I mean, but I just think it's a dangerous a path to take when you are trying to keep a business going in a cyclical type of scenario, which we live in as voice actors, okay, that we want to make sure, first and foremost, that we have revenue continuously coming into our business, right? So because we want revenue continuously coming into our business, we need to make sure that people are purchasing from us. And during this time of the year, there's not a lot of it going on comparatively to other times. So we need to have a sales conversion strategy that matches with the time of the year. Okay. And this is a great time to be utilizing sales and price reduction strategies in order to keep revenue flowing. Now, remember what I said in the beginning of this too. I personally believe that pricing should be fluid, meaning that we should not be so stuck in the mud that my pricing is this and it's that. Again, these are my personal opinions. These are not this, and there's no, and by the way, pricing is, no matter what pricing guides you use or no matter what you go by, the cool thing is you set your prices. You determine what they are, not the industry or anything else. You determine what your prices are, and if people buy them from you, then great. That's your, you know what I mean? That's what I believe in. You know what I mean? You know me, I'm an independent until the cows come home. You know what I mean? I'm just, that's the kind of guy I am. So I really do believe, you know, in you setting those, but the idea here is to get, entice people to buy from you when they're not normally buying or there's not as many buying. So utilizing all sorts of different methods to get those people to buy is key to continuing to have revenue come in. And remember, in the end, the revenue is key here. Revenue is your lifeblood of your business. Without it, it doesn't work. Okay, without money coming into your business, we don't have a business. We have a horrifically expensive hobby, okay? And so that money coming in matters. And most of us, including myself, come from a world where we're used to getting paychecks like employees, meaning like we get a paycheck every 2 weeks, every week, every month, all right? I was a teacher for a long time. I would get a paycheck every month, okay, no matter what, and it was always the same. You know what I mean? It was what it was. If I got a raise, then, you know, it would be more, you know what I mean? Like, but it was always the same and it never varied. It came the same time each month. It was very, very on time always. And when we're running our own business, we have to look at that differently and say, we can't view anymore that we are looking at, when it comes to revenue, that revenue is going to come in at the same time, at the same amount every day, every week, every month. That's just not how it works when you're running a business. Now, we can take it after the revenue comes in, right? We can choose, like we should do with our business, to make it more stream or make it more steady. Right, more predictable for our own purposes, but you know the revenue itself comes in whenever it comes in. Right, it's not. So the idea here is that we need to make sure that the revenue is coming in, even if it's just a little bit or it's a lot. We've got to continue that coming in. So that means that if you need to lower your prices or offer a sale when you have no business, by God, do it. Don't be afraid, because that does not mean there is no book somewhere, unless I've missed it, or law somewhere that says your prices can't be changed or fluid. There isn't. I don't know of any. And that makes complete sense. And think about it. There is no place too where people don't negotiate anyways. At least, I mean, the most people in our business are going to negotiate. They negotiate contracts. They negotiate prices. They negotiate rights. They negotiate time. They negotiate fees. Everything is negotiated. So in essence, everything is fluid all the time. You need to be aware of that. So times like this, when we're in a season where there's not a lot going on, be fluid. Don't be afraid to change some of your pricing, because you can change it back later. But the goal here is for you to get revenue. Don't be sitting on your thumbs waiting for something to come in. Nothing's ever happening. Something's wrong. I need to reinvent my whole business. Your business might not be the problem. Now, it could be. I mean, there could be some issues here or there, you know, with something. But I'm saying, if things were working, right, and they slow down, that's because it's cyclical. It happens. So don't be afraid to utilize some other ways to make money. You know what I mean? Don't die on the hill. You don't have to sit there and make nothing. All right. So can you then change back when you start to get busy? Absolutely. Hotels do it all the time. But think about it. Think about anything. All right. Think about anything that's in supply and demand. It's any product. It's any service. It is anything. When there is a lot of demand, the price goes up. Why? Because there's not enough supply. So the price has to go up. Okay, that's how economics work. If there is a lot of supply and not a lot of demand, the price goes down. Why does it go down? To entice people to buy more. It's the value of it at that moment, okay, is determined by economics. We have to, as business owners, be aware that our services, our products, our voiceover styles, products, services, whatever you want to call them, it's this economics. It's the same thing, no matter what it is that you're selling. Okay, so I'm just trying to say, don't feel like you have to be immune to that. You're not. Utilize that to your benefit. Change your pricing. If you have a lot of time, like supply, meaning, you know, there's no one purchasing your voiceovers and you have the ability to do a bunch, lower your pricing. Lower your pricing. Okay. If there is a lot of demand, you're busy, you don't have time to do as much, people still want more work, raise your prices. But I always used to say too, I don't know if you guys remember this from a while ago, but I used to say, but people always ask me, hey, when do I raise my prices? Well, I always used to use the old adage, right? That my wife would make fun of me, or she would make fun of me, but she would say to me, I'm like, when I was doing theater, and I was like, well, maybe we just, you know, we're not selling out shows. I'm like, maybe we just need to add another night. You know what I mean? And we'll do better. And she's like, why are you going to add another night when you can't sell out the shows you already have? Okay. And again, it just goes back to the idea, right? It's supply and demand. Don't forget that. And the same thing applies to us. Now, there's always going to be someone who will say to you, you can't do that because you are worth more than what you're charging. I personally believe that that statement has done more harm to voice actors than any other statement out there. And the reason why is because when did we start thinking that our business is immune to economics, right? When did we stop thinking that we have to work hard to be successful? When did we have to stop thinking that we have to stop being smart and savvy and understand how to run a business and revenue management? The people who typically tell you that you can't charge something, all right, they're not people who typically run a business. Not in a traditional sense, right? They're more like freelancers, or they're artists that have agents that basically they're employees. Now, that doesn't mean that I think that we should not charge a rate that we believe we should charge for the value of the work we're doing. All I'm trying to say is, if no one's purchasing from you, just I'm asking to think, use your mind to think about it, okay? Don't be sucked in to someone's crusade to where they will never send you a paycheck. They're never going to send you money. They'll tell you everything you can't do and not send you anything to help you get through all of the hard times that they told you should go through, okay? And again, this is just me throwing this out there to you, my opinion, for whatever it's worth. But don't be afraid to take the bull by the horns and you run your business. You use revenue management. You use economics to your advantage, not being stuck by what someone says you have to do. You know what I'm saying? And the crazy thing is that most of that doesn't take in consideration, right, that our business services, okay, there is a value. So the point is that if there is a large supply, that would be like saying I bought a house, right? And the housing market at the time, there's a lot of houses on the market. And there's a lot of houses and there's not a lot of buyers. So when a buyer comes in, the house is worth less money because, you know, it's not very in demand, right? So, you know, economics works. Same thing with the housing market. If there's a lot of houses on the market, not a lot of buyers, the houses are going to be worth less. If there is a lot of buyers in the market and not a lot of houses, the houses are going to be worth more. We've seen that recently, right? We've seen that recently, and within the last couple of years, over COVID, right? There was this crazy demand to buy houses and not a lot of supply. So the prices went ridiculously high. Does that mean that if they go low, that we don't know their value, like there's something wrong with us knowing their value? No, it has nothing to do with their value. It has to do with economics and supply and demand. That's all I'm asking you to do, is just to think about that it like the value of what you're charging and how you price your stuff has nothing to do with how valuable you are. You know me, my feelings of this. I think you're invaluable. I don't think anybody could ever price you or me or a person with how much you charge. Okay. I hate that, because I'm like, you want to value me? I can't charge you enough for what I'm worth. You know what I mean? I'm worth more money. I'm all of us. There is no money price that can put a value on a human life, in my opinion. There's no money value. So I hate that saying. All right. I like the more idea that there is economics, there's supply and demand. All right. Our business also can be more trusted. It can be more social credibility, like we have a lot more reviews and we have a lot more trust behind us because of the work we've done in the past. So we can maybe command a higher price because there's more demand for that type of business who has that track record. But it all goes back to supply and demand. I know I beat this over the head, so I'm sorry. But I see a lot of people who are stuck right now, not getting work when they could be getting work by simply making a switch in their mind. I'm not telling you to abandon your business beliefs. I'm just saying, don't be afraid to learn more about supply and demand and how you can use revenue management to bring in more work. All right. I'm sure I've probably upset some people. Hopefully not. You know me, I just get talking and I get going. I want this to help people, and I want you to just keep that in mind as you're moving forward in the next couple of months. Don't be afraid to switch around some of your pricing to get some work. Just get some work. Keep the work coming in, because down the road, there'll be better paying jobs. The revenue management, we raise our prices, we'll make money. But the whole point is our number one job, your job as a CEO, is to make money come in all the time. Okay? Even if it's a little bit of money or a lot of money. But no money coming in is not an option for us. All right. I love you all. You know my feelings on this. I talk about it a bunch, but I wanted to share the revenue management economics kind of with you, especially during this time of year, because I see a lot of people who are succeeding are being a lot more fluid and flexible than the ones who are struggling. All right. Make sure you guys check out Avio's Journey Lead Academy. We've got a lot of exciting things going on, and I'm really thrilled for you guys to check out. It's called Audiobooks by Avio's Journey is the name of the channel. So make sure you check that out, like and subscribe there too. We'd love to have you, and let me know your thoughts. This is a topic, a subject that always garners a lot of intense opinions. So we always love to have a conversation. All right, guys, you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your Tuesday, and have a good February coming up. All right, you guys, peace.